Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Today is July the 9th, 2011. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is a beautiful day that God has made, not because of the climate or condition, but because he made this day, and everything he made is good. So we are rejoicing this morning. Let's praise the name of the Lord together. Let us lift up his name, for he is mighty and he is great and greatly to be praised. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto our God. Our God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah, defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of ye are children of the Most High. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to all generations. Thy faithfulness, O God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of the chambers in waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. This morning, we have a mighty man of God with us. He is my cousin. He is from Jacksonville, Florida. He's going to lead us in prayer. His name is Deacon Robert Hooks. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. You ready to lead us in prayer?
Sure. Always.
All right. I hope you stay around longer.
Well,
all right, we're ready.
I can't stay around longer, but I'm going to lead you in prayer.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, I want to tell you thank you. Lord, thank you for what you're doing to us, doing in us, and doing for us. And Father God, we can't thank you enough, but we do thank you for being so good to us, because without you, we are nothing at all. Lord, bless our families, our friends, our enemies. Lord, bless our leaders of this world. And Lord, let them make peace among all men. And Father God, touch the sick under my voice, the fever man, the heartbroken, the prostitute, the drug addict, the homeless. Lord, touch their mind, their heart, their bodies, and strengthen them, Lord. Father, we know you can do it, and you're the only one. And Father, we tell you thank you. Lord, thank you. And Father, we can't thank you enough. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And Father, these words we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that prayer. Thank you so much, Deacon Hooks. We appreciate you. Proverbs 25:2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. So this morning we're going to search out a matter. Bible Storyland this morning. This part of Bible Storyland is called Answer the Call. So I'm going to ask you some questions about previous things that we talked about on past shows, And even if you weren't on before, you can press 1 if you haven't already and answer the question. This is the first question. What does Matthew 19:14 say? Press 1 if you know the answer. What does Matthew 19:14 say? Anybody can say it. Got your Bible. You can look real quick. Matthew 19:14. What does it say? All right, somebody press 1 right here. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Matthew 19:14. Anybody know? All right, you can search it up. I'm going to go to the next question. What is the title of this show? What is the title of this show? If you know, you can say or press 1. Did everybody go to sleep on me? Who knows the name of this show? Laura Dean, you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
I think all of us are here. We're just trying to think.
I can't hear you.
You're all here. We're just trying to think. Do you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. What's the name of the show? Okay, somebody press 1 right here. Hold on. All right, what's the name of the show? Hello?
Yes.
Paula, you press 1. What's the name of the show?
Bible Storyland.
Oh, that's it. That's my sister, y'all. She's in Ohio. Thank you, Grace. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody answered a question. Very good. Thank you. All right. Anybody find out what Matthew 19:14 says yet? Anybody? Somebody. Bible's out. It's Bible Storyland. Hello?
Matthew 19:14 says, what Jesus says, suffer not the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. That's Apostle Clark. He's in Jacksonville. Very good. You guys are brilliant. Wow. Thank God for you. All right. Question number 3. What is the name of an Old Testament king who wrote to his son on how to live a godly life? He is also known as the wisest man who ever lived. Who is that king?
It has to be Solomon.
Okay, what did you say, Glory Dean?
It has to be Solomon.
Solomon, that's it. Somebody else press 1 here, too. All right, you're on the air. Did you press 1?
Yep, but she said what I had in mind, Solomon.
All right, thank you. That's my cousin Shirley. That's Robert Hook's wife. Thank you, Shirley. Woo! Y'all are brilliant. Like I said, okay, next question, number 4. Name at least one book of the Bible that Solomon wrote. One book that Solomon wrote. Don't all speak at one time.
Proverbs.
All right, Glory Dean. That's Glory Dean. Hallelujah. Proverbs. Good. Another one. Anybody know another one?
Ecclesiastes.
Very good. Who is that? Who is this?
This is Sister Tracy.
Hey, Sister Tracy. How are you?
Good.
God bless you.
Pastor Clark.
Yes. How are you? We're glad to have you on. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. All right, next question, number 5. Who was Solomon's father? Like I said, you guys are brilliant. God made some brilliant people. Who was Solomon's father? What was his name?
David.
Say it again.
David.
Yeah, King David, that's it. All right, somebody else was pressing 1. Glory Dean, thank you. Who else was that to pressing 1?
Well, she had one before I did, but it was King David.
All right. Oh, yeah, you already on one. Some of you already on live, so all you got to do is shout it out.
Okay.
Where is this verse found in the Bible? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where is that? Shout it out.
Psalm 91.
All right, good, Glordine. I don't know if they heard you, but I heard you. Who else? Anybody else? Where is that verse found in the Bible? We got some scholars in New Orleans out here. All right, Psalms 91 is what she said. Very good, Gloria Dean. Thank the Lord for you. All right, we got about two more questions. This is the next one. I was an Old Testament prophet. My name means God's strength. My father was a priest. I preached and prophesied at the same time Daniel, Jeremiah, and Habakkuk did. Who am I? Hello, can't hear you. Old Testament prophet. As a matter of fact, we talked about him last week. Anybody know? Hello? All right. Y'all got to get the dust off those Bibles and get those Bibles out so you can study about these old prophets. Preachers in the Bible. All right, I'm not going to even tell you. Y'all look it up. It's a prophet, and his name means God's strength. He's an Old Testament prophet. I'll give you a clue. His name starts with E. All right, here is a bonus question. When you want to put on the whole armor of God, what book, chapter, and verse would you find it in? Can't hear you.
Sixth chapter of Ephesians.
Ephesians what?
13, I think.
You are all in another book now. You only got six chapters. Come on.
You said put on the whole armor of God.
That's it, Ephesians 6. You got the right chapter. What verse? About what verse does it start in?
Verse 13.
Yep. You closer. That's part of it. You got it. Tell you, God got those brilliant people in New Orleans. All right, I'm going to let y'all look that up and study it. Ephesians 6. Putting on the whole armor of God. So I thank God for you all. Hallelujah. Y'all did so great today. I thank God for you. I appreciate you. You know God is a wise God, and he gave wisdom to his people. Solomon, of course, was the wisest man who's ever lived, but, of course, he gave us wisdom, too. So study. Study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring families today. I thank God for families. Families are a blessing from God. He gave us all earthly fathers who created who's created in God's image. He gave us fathers to help protect us, provide for the family, to oversee the family, to guide and lead the family to him. God created mothers to nurture, to follow the father's lead in the care and upbringing of the children. He created children as a gift from him to bring joy and happiness to us. What a mighty God we serve. I honor families today. Stay together, love each other, and follow God's plan. All right, a great woman of God from New Orleans, an evangelist, Sister Gloria Dean Shiloh, is going to lead us in a song this morning. How you doing, Sister Gloria Dean?
Doing okay today, thank you, and happy to be on today.
Can't hear you, but I'll let you go ahead and play the song. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you can go ahead and play the song.
Okay.
Everlasting arm. What a fellowship. You know, I thank God that that Jesus came and died for us, and we can have fellowship with him. We can lean on his everlasting arm. You know, he has a mighty arm, a strong arm, and a high right hand for us to lean on. What a mighty God we serve. He didn't just put us down here and say bye. He still is available for us. So I thank God that he is available. So all we got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, or Lord Jesus. Just call upon his name. We are blessed today. You know, we're so blessed in every way. We are blessed, 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 and we're highly favored. And you know what? God loads us up with benefits every day. I hear people say, oh, I need this and I need that. But all we got to do is say, Abba, Father, I need. And he promised whatever we ask in his name, believing that he would grant it. So all we got to do is ask, and he grants it. But, of course, you know, believe is important. All right. This morning, I want you to know that God created mighty men and mighty women of God. We read about them in the Bible. But he also created mighty men and women of today. And he created two mighty people. Apostle Clark and his wife, Sister Tracy, are on this morning. And I just thank God for them. They're here in Jacksonville. They're part of the Fivefold Ministry, a spoken word ministry. And Apostle Clark and Sister Tracy, how y'all doing?
We're doing fine this morning. Good morning.
All
how
right,
you doing?
She's going to speak with you.
Check in.
I'm sorry, I didn't know if both of you all were going to speak or just you.
No, she'll pray at the end.
Okay. All right, well, we are so happy to have you this morning. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Everything's
good.
Fine.
Good.
All is well.
We're ready, whatever you want to word. We're ready to listen.
Okay, so you ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay, well, good morning, saints. You know, I appreciate the music, the praise and worship beforehand. You know, really took me back in some times when I was a little boy, and, you know, the music and, you know, just so many things that helped make us to become who we are right now. The word of the Lord begun on the inside of each one of us a long time ago. God has always called us. He's always been there for us. You know, and so I just want to encourage the listeners and everyone else upon this line that, you know, we are a family. We are closer together than we realize. The Lord said that we're inside of his body, you know, and we got different parts, and different parts work together, but it all worked together by the same Spirit. And so, you know, on this day of talk of family, you know, we're celebrating family on this day. And in Proverbs 24:3, it said, through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. And so in these days to come, I see where the enemy would really like to separate families. And so at the end of the program, we want to pray concerning all those various subjects and topics, you know. But I want to get into the word of the Lord right now. Let's go to Psalm 68. Psalm 68. And I want to open up with prayer. Rabba Soroma Salalaba Sokoro Matalalabase. And Father God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up in Jesus' name. And I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. And we thank you for the anointing, God, that destroys the yokes of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you, Lord, for your ministering, warning, guardian angels being encamped around us. And God, we say, let your word have free course, God, over our entire cities and our communities, over every household right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the spirit of encouragement and the spirit of joy and peace. God, we say, let the fruit of the spirit manifest, oh God, in the households of each one of these believers right now in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalm 68, 68 and 1, it said, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away as wax melted before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. It said, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. And for it says, sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by the name of Jah, and rejoice before him. And we've begun to do that. We started the program out with Bible trivia, and then we started with prayer, Bible trivia, and we went right into the praise and worship, and because we wanted to exalt the name of the Lord. And so this is what the scripture is telling us in 4. Sing unto the Lord, sing praises unto him. And then it goes on into number 5. It said that he's a father to the fatherless. And we quote this all the time when we sing it. We say it in our prayers a lot. But he said he's a father to the fatherless. In Malachi, the 4th chapter, he said that he's restoring the heart of the father to the children and the children to the father. And this is being restored throughout the land. The old men, the young men, the mothers, the fathers, the daughters. God is dealing with the family heart. God is bringing us back into a place of family. In it, it says that he's a father of the fatherless. The word father means that he's the chief, he's the principal. He's the one that holds things together. And then it goes on and talks about the fatherless. Now, a lot of times in the way we've been taught, the natural way of being taught by fatherless means somebody that don't have a father, which is the outright definition of it. But in this, it's a word called yautome. And what it means is to be lonely. It's a spirit of bereavement. Is when you are a child or an orphan. But I want to talk about this definition because I think this definition fits so many of us. But God said he's the father to the fatherless. He's the father to the ones that are oppressed, the ones that are lonely, and the ones that just don't have a way. That means that, man of God, he's your father also. Sometimes men can be the ones that are most lonely. Because they have decisions to make. Sometimes that mother, she can be the most lonely because there's so many different things, so many decisions that she has to make. But this scripture here is a scripture of encouragement. It said that our father, that he's a father to the fatherless. And this is something that God want to restore. One of the most amazing revelations that I got from Jesus Christ is that he talked about the father. He talked about him in a personal, as a personal, And this is what God wants us to know him as a father that cares for us, that is with us, that has all our concerns. And so as God is turning the heart of the father of the children to the father, he's restoring this spirit of fatherhood in the earth realm to bring the families back together. And so it says in here that also he's a judge of the widows. And the word widows means to be divorced or to mean to be in bereavement, but it also means to be forsaken. And some people that are walking in widowhood or as a widow because they feel like they've been forsaken. But I go back to the top of the scripture. It said that we have a father that is a father to the fatherless. So all the ones that are lonely, the ones that don't know which way to go, the ones that walk in a spirit of bereavement. A spirit of bereavement is a place where you feel like you're all alone and you feel like you don't have anybody. And, you know, it's an oppressing place. But in here he said, I'm a father to the fatherless. And he also say that he's a judge to the widows. That means that he's an advocate. He's the one to plead their cause. And, you know, let's just don't talk about the ones that are divorced or the ones that have lost loved ones that have went on to be with the Lord. But what about the ones that feel like they have been forsaken or the ones that feel like they have been discarded? God said that he's a father to the fatherless and he's a judge to the widows. We got a lot to be thankful for, that we got a God that's concerned about everything that he created. And you better know he created family. He created people. He knows the number of hairs that are on your head. He knows everything about you. It say that the ones that have been forsaken. And then it goes on to say that God is in his holy habitation. It said in 5 and 6, it said God said it in the solitary in families. And that's the scripture I wanted to lead up to. It said God is the one that said solitary. The word saddest means he's the one that causes families to dwell. He calls them to remain. He calls them to marry. Because even when a man marries his wife, he still got to become one with her. This is what the book of Genesis tells us, is that when a man, you know, when he marries, he leaves his mother and his father, he cleaves to his wife. And what does he do? He goes on to begin to make a family. And so in here, God said he's the one that allows solitary in the family. And during this time, that word solitary, it means to be united. It means to be beloved. It means to have a life that cannot be replaced. And this is what God wants us to walk in. He wants the people of God to begin to walk in a solitary, that the world will begin to say, you know what, I want your God. There's so many different things that are going on in the earth realm, a lot of divorce and a lot of separation. You know, we have a lot of agendas that want to tear up the family, that want to make the family look like it don't matter. We got a lot of shacking in the church. We got a lot of things that are going on in the church. But in here, God said he's the one that set up the family, and he's the one make the family solitary. And solitary means to be whole. It also means to become one. The word solitary is y'all Chad, okay? Y'all means to become one, to become united. And see, God always intended on his family being united. This is why he told Adam, he said, you know, as you leave and father, you become one with your wife. And the Bible said the two shall become one. And see, the oneness has to begin with the father and also the mother. This is why God is restoring families. And also in the book of Proverbs, it talks about how the father is the one that gives instruction and the mother is the one that officiates the law. You know, because the father is one that's supposed to give instruction. He's supposed to set the course of the family. And the mother's job is she's supposed to enforce that instruction that's been released by the father. And so this is why solitary is so important. This is why he said, I will cause you in 6 to 8 and 6. He said, God set it to solitary in families. He set these things in place for a reason. He set these things in place so that we could so that we can become one, so that the family can become one. We see families throughout the generations, and you see how God does with genealogy when he connects one with another, you know, because genealogy and the family history is real important to God. And so in here he goes on to say, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. And so in 6, it says that he said solitary and families. He said unity and families. And he tells us a reason why. He said, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. And so in God setting things in order and setting things in place, his intended purpose is that he bring us to a place of liberty. Oh, yeah. When God talked about, you know, when Jesus says, suffer the little children to come unto him, he wants us to be humble as children. We are children of the Most High. You know, we're always children of God. I don't care how old we are. And this is the family of God. This is the kingdom of God, that we are his children and we become sons and daughters. And see, in this scripture, it talks about the spiritual liberty that God wants each one of us to walk in. But he begins by saying that he is our Father. It says that I'm a father to the fatherless. Now, I know many households where the mother and father are there, but they're still lonely. But he said, I'm a father to the fatherless. That means that there's some marriages and some households that still don't know God as the Father. And so on this day, even as we're teaching and walking through the Word, let's begin to consider, has God become our Father? Yeah, we got earthly fathers, but unless we are aligned with the heavenly Father, then the earthly will never be what it should be. As a matter of fact, the earthly father should be an example of God, even in his family. It said the father of the fatherless, and he judged the widows. And it said he's God, and he's in his holy habitation. So it said that he set everything in place. But he said that I bring out those which are bound with chains. But he said also to the rebellious that they dwell in dry places. It's a two-part thing that God is saying in here. The first part, he said, I set these things in place so that spiritual liberty can be maintained or it can be experienced. Then he said, but to those that are rebellious, he said that they dwell in dry places. And so today in our prayer, we want to begin to pray against those things, because I know me and my wife, we've been married over 20 years, and I know if it wasn't for the power of God dwelling in the family would not be family. We got so many family situations, and, you know, but God wants you to divorce yourself from situations so that he can make you whole. And another word that I want to bring out is family. Because the word family, it means to be a house, to be a family. And there's another word called baniah, okay? It means to build and to obtain children. And so we want to, as we begin to close, how many minutes do I have, sis?
Take your time.
Okay. And so I want to read on a little bit farther. And it say, are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Oh, God, when thou wentest forth before the people, when thou didst march through the wilderness of Selah. And the wilderness was so that we would get to know God, so we become a part of his family. And so I just want to encourage you, saints, that this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. Let's go to Malachi, the fourth chapter. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and shall grow up as calves of the stall. you know, he's saying in one, he said, now, the ones that do wicked, it said that they said that their root and their branches shall be burnt away. That means that the wicked will be cut off. But he said, for those that fear the name of the Lord, it said his son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And the word son, S-U-N, it means to be brilliant. It means to be in the house of sun. That means that the sun will shine upon you. You know, that means, you know, and even as the sister kept using the word brilliant, you know, this is what God want to bring to households. You know, he's saying that the son of righteousness, he said the ones that would fear him, it said that the son of righteousness, it said that he will rise with healing in his wings. And this is what we want God to do in our families. We want the son of righteousness. We want to fear the Lord so that the son of righteousness can rise in our among us and to bring forth healing in our families. Let's talk about healing for a second, because it's so many sickness and diseases that are going. We got diabetes, we got strokes, we got high blood pressure, we got heart attacks, all these different things that are running rapid through families, that are causing premature death, that they are causing, you know, so much heaviness and heartache upon families. But in this scripture, it tells me that if I fear the Lord, it said that the son of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. That means that there's some things that God will prevent from happening even in our families if we will fear him. You know, if we will be united with him and also be united with one another as a family, God says, the son of righteousness shall rise, and said he will have healing in his wings, and you shall be able to go forth. Some people can't go forth in life because of sickness and infirmities. And those are some of the things that we want to pray today. We want to break those things that linger in the families. You know, I see where people have worked their whole lives and get to the end of retirement, and they're so sick in their body that they got to make a choice between medication and even eating. You know, but those things should be. It said the son of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And, you know, and whatever you're believing God for, you know, this is throughout the radio land. Let's begin to touch and agree today concerning everything that's been talked about. You know, he's a father to the fatherless. He's a father to the ones that are lonely, the ones that are oppressed, the ones that feel like they've been forsaken. You know, we got older people that have raised their families, and their families don't come around like they used to. We got husbands and wives that's been married for years but don't have any conversation, just kind of existing. But you know what? That's not the word of God. And so we want the son of righteousness to rise with healing in his wings so that healing can go, you know, not only into our physical bodies, but what about our relationships? What about the relationship with the children and the parents? What about the relationship between the siblings? You know, we got things that have been going on that have been creating division in our families far too long. And those are some of the things that we want to break. But the Lord opened up Malachi 4:1 with a warning to the wicked. And then he comes with a promise to the ones that fear him. He said, and you shall go forth. Now, I don't care how old you are, you still got to go forth. In God is no stopping until he take you back to glory. That means that old man and that old woman, God still got something new for you. God still want to shine upon you. God don't want your body reek with sickness and disease, and he don't want you even being bound by old age. Yeah, old age has become something where we accept everything, but that's not the word of God. He said that if you will fear me, the son of righteousness will rise up with healing in his wing. And he didn't put an age number on this. He didn't put a time on this. He didn't say except you be old, then you just got to deal with what you got to deal with. And so, you know, one thing I learned about God, God has no respect for person. He says, so that you shall go forth and you shall grow as calves. So it's still some spiritual growth that God can do in all of us. And then in 3, he said, you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. He said, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. And he said, behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming and the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. This is the day of the Lord. And that's the scripture I want to close out with. It said that he's turning the heart of the father to the children. God's heart has always been turned to us. But in this scripture, he's saying that he's calling us as earthly fathers to turn our hearts to the children. As we turn our hearts to the Father, God wants the children of the earth to turn their hearts to their fathers. And he said, the heart of the children to their fathers. And so a lot has been said, and we want to pray concerning everything that's been said. But hallelujah, we thank God for fathers. And we thank God that he's bringing restoration, healing, and deliverance. Oh, Lord, we thank you how you said, family in the earth realm, when you said Adam and Eve. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you will bring forth a newness in families right now. God, we just cover families of all ages. God, we cover people of all ages right now. And, God, we said let the joy of the Lord be their strength right now. God, we thank you that you're a father to the fatherless. God, you're a father to the ones that are orphaned right now. God, the ones that are lonely, the ones feel like they've been forsaken right now. God, we thank you that you are that Father right now. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are a loving Father. God, we thank you, Lord, that you loved us before we loved you, God. We thank you that you created us, Father, and we just thank you, Lord, for the joy and the peace and restoration in households right now. Oh, God, married couples, God, that's been married for years, God, that you will bring forth, God, even a new wholeness and a new oneness right now. God, we said let peace come upon households right now in the name of Jesus. God, we bind sickness. We bind diseases right now. Oh, God, those things that have always crept into households, God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, by the authority of Jesus Christ, God, oh, God, that salvation, healing, and deliverance, God, will manifest in these households right now in the name of Jesus. God, we just cover, oh, God, the families that have been broken right now. God, the families, God, that are suffering financial hardship, God. Oh, God, through medication, God, we break those assignments right now. Oh, God, those things that will come in, God, through, oh, God, through sickness, God. Oh, God, through addiction right now. God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we said let the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings right now. Oh, God, to cover our households right now, to cover our neighborhoods right now in the name of Jesus. God, we break every decree, God, that's been assigned against this family right now. In the name of Jesus, God, everything that come to steal, kill, and destroy the family, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord, oh, God, for the anointing, God, that destroys the yokes and the assignments of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we said let household salvation, God, go throughout the land right now in the name of Jesus, God, where the mother, father, and children would be saved right now in the name of Jesus. God, we cover, God, even in single-parent homes right now. And, God, I thank you that you are a father to the fatherless right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the spirit of joy and comfort and peace, God, even resting upon those households right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord, that you are the advocate, God. You're the one that plead the cause, God, for the widows right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray and I cover the widows, God, the ones that are in desolate places right now. God, the sense of bereavement right now, the sense of heaviness, God, that will hover over them. God, the sense of loneliness, God, even the sense of being forsaken, God, that those assignments are being broken right now in the name of Jesus. And God, you call family, God, to be set in solitary. God, I thank you, Lord, for wholeness. I thank you for, oh, God, bringing the mother and father together right now. God, we should let them be unified. God, we should let them become as one right now in the name of Jesus. God, we should let the spirit of belovement rest upon families right now in the name of Jesus. God, oh, God, I thank you that the spirit of death isolation is being broken right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we said, oh God, bring us fitly joined together in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that you will cause families to settle, that you will cause families to remain right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we said, let the fear of the Lord become the strength of families right now, God. And we just thank you and we give you all the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a word. I thank God for you, Apostle. That was an awesome word, and that prayer just blessed us. God is a father to the fatherless. You know, we can say Abba Father at any time, and he listens. He already knows when we're going to come to him. He knows when we're not. He's waiting for us. Like he, you know, came into the garden to talk to Adam and Eve. He wants us to come and talk to him. He's waiting. You know, do you have a secret place? Is it in your car, in your house, wherever you are? All you got to do is say, Abba Father. And this morning, Apostle brought that on time word. God is a father to the fatherless, to the lonely, to the oppressed, to the downtrodden, to those who are lonely. You know, we need God. Sometimes we leave him. He don't ever leave us, but we leave him. But he is waiting for fathers and mothers and children to be restored to him because he created families. He loved families. You know, sometimes we try to live in a family without consulting God. We can't do it because he is the creator of families. So we got to trust him and follow his plan. He has a plan for families, a plan for fathers, a plan for mothers, a plan for children, a plan for husbands, a plan for wives, a plan for little ones, big ones. He has a plan. So God, as Apostle said, is turning our hearts back towards him. He wants us to do that. And, of course, his heart is always toward us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And I thank God for that prayer that was prayed over us because we need the prayer, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. And I thank God for Apostle because he and his wife are righteous people. And I thank God for him coming on, taking time out of his busy schedule. You know, apostles have a lot to do. They oversee the church. You know, God revealed to them, oh, you know, watch Sister G. You know, maybe she's not feeling good. Is she backing up? You know, is she backsliding? What's going on? You know, look at Sister So, Brother So-and-so. You know, what's happening? God showed the apostles so they can watch out and pray for our souls. So we thank God for apostles. Bless you, Apostle. I thank God for that word. It was on time. You know, God creating singing so we could praise him. He loves it when we come to sing to him. You know, we could sing in the car. You could sing in the grocery store. You could sing on the aisles. You can sing wherever you go. You can sing to the glory of God. Many people have been gifted with the voice of song, but I tell you what, this great woman of God who is about to sing for us, Sister Jackie Travis, God has gifted this woman with a great voice. So we are thankful. Hey, Sister Jackie, how are you? Sister Jackie. She's
at work.
Sister Jackie?
Hold on. Hold. I got to go. Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All right.
I'll see you Tuesday. Okay. That's one of my little patients, one of my clients. Yeah.
Hey. I thank God for Sister Jackie. She takes care of the elderly. You know those people who paved the way for us, the hoary-headed people we talked about last week, the gray-headed people who've hopefully they've gained much wisdom through their lives. So we just thank God for you. How you doing, Sister Jackie?
I'm blessed by the best. Won't be stressing. The devil is a liar in the morning, in the evening, and the midnight hour.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to sing to the glory of God?
Yeah, he tries to steal all of our glory, all of our
glory. All right, now we ain't giving it to him, though. We're giving it to God. Glory be to the Father.
That's right.
All right, we ready for you to sing.
Okay. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down, Lord, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down, every round goes higher and higher, Lord, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, every round goes higher and higher. doubts, I'm going home to live in Jesus. Lord, since I lay my burden down, Lord, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I lay my burden down, friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, my friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down. Amen.
Amen. Just like I told you, she can sing to the glory of God. Hallelujah. What a song. Glory, glory. You know what? That's what God wants. He says his yoke is easy. His burden is light. Don't you know he didn't put us here to carry those burdens, the burdens of the cares of our of this world? We got to lay them on his shoulders, his shoulders. He got awesome shoulders. He carries the whole world.
So, no,
we feel better when we go to him and say, Father, I need help, God. I need help on the job. I need help being a parent. I need help, Lord God, in my body, Lord. I need help, Father, help. And don't you know, when we carry a song in our heart unto the Lord, he hears us. He answers our prayers. He will come speedily when we call upon his holy, righteous name. He's faithful to us. So thank you, Sister Jackie. What an awesome song. I thank God for giving you that song to sing this morning. Hallelujah. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. What is a family? Who makes up a family? Could it be a husband and a wife and children? Could it be a father and children? Could it be a mother and children? Could it be a grandfather and children? Could it be a grandmother and children? What does family look like to you? What does your ideal family look like to you? What does your real family look like to you? Did you ever ask yourself, why did God put me in this family? What is my role or my job in this family? Why was I not born in another family? Who created families and why were they created? Possibly you might or might not know the answer to all those questions. Anyway, it's something to think about, something to study. Do some research about families. Children can do research. You know, children nowadays, they are technology-oriented. Your grandchild they're 6 years old. When I taught school, I could tell my second grader, here, baby, go type on the computer for me. You know, they were more equipped to do that than me. All right, so could God have created families for joy? Joy, joy, joy. Joy brings love. When a husband loves his wife, it blesses the children. When a wife loves her husband, it blesses the children. You know, God created love, conjugal love for husbands and wives, and he birthed children to bring joy to the family. Even the presence of children. You know, a house can sound like it's dead. The children come in, life. They just bring instant life. They just, the joy. Joy comes in with the children. And I tell you what, if they sad, they could be crying. Oh, in 2 seconds or more, they're going to bring joy again. They don't hold on to all of that stuff we hold on to. They let it go quickly. You say, what's the matter, baby? Come here. And you hug them, that joy comes back. They don't take long to bring their joy back. Possessions in the home, you know, it brings joy. You know, when you can come home and you have peace, you can sit down in your home and there's peace. Don't you know you can have joy? You can't. You come into a house full of confusion, your peace go, your joy go. But God created families for peace and love and harmony. So joy. Our Bible character today is he was an awesome, mighty man of God. God called him when he was placed. You know, he was little. He put him in his mother's womb, belly, you know. But, you know, the character today, he's going to talk to us. I was blessed to be born to godly parents. My father was named Elkanah. My father loved my mother. Her name was Hannah. Many of you already know the story. before I was born, my mother was very sad. Oh, she was so sad because she did not have children. Every year, my parents went to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of Armies at Shiloh. Eli, the priest at Shiloh, had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They served the Lord as priests there. Whenever my father offered a sacrifice, he would give a portion to my mother because he loved her, even though the Lord kept her from having children. My mother had an enemy who made her miserable all the time, who lived in her household. You know, sometimes we have enemies in our own household. You know, the devil come, he used this one against us or used that one. But you know what? Prayer. We can pray for them. We can say, Lord, I need peace. Jehovah Shalom, come now. So don't you know that's what Hannah did? My mom used to cry continually every day. My dad would always try to comfort her, but she was still miserable. The reason my mom was so unhappy was because she had no children. Before I was born, she was very, very sad about this. While my parents were at the temple worshiping God, my mother was praying so hard that priest Eli thought she was drunk, but my mother didn't partake of wine or strong drink. She prayed and cried without saying a word. She was praying for me. When priest Eli saw her, he did not know what she was praying about. My mother made a vow before God. How many young mothers make a vow? Lord, if you just give me a child, I'll give him back to you. Lord, if you do this for my husband. Lord, if you do this for my children. Lord, just do this for me on the job. I'll do this for you, Father God. And so, you know, Hannah was a praying woman. You know, the enemy drove her to pray. You know, sometimes when you're going through different situations in life, that's the enemy. He just after you on the job, after you in your home, after you everywhere you go. Let him drive you to the prayer room, into that secret place. He that abideth under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, get in the secret place and pray. That's what Hannah did. She got in that place and she prayed. And she said, Lord, if you give me a man child, I'll give him back to you. I won't even shave his head. No razor will come upon his head. And so priest Eli told my mother to go in peace and that the God of Israel would grant her request. He didn't even know what her request was, but he knew that God was going to bless her. Soon my mother became pregnant, and she named me Samuel, which means God hears, because she said, I asked the Lord for him. My mother kept her promise to give me back to God. You know, sometimes we'll make a promise to God and we forget about it. Sometimes he'll remind us, but, you know, we have to write them down. You know, write down the vision. Put it on the doorpost. I have to write notes to myself. I pin them on the wall because I can't remember everything I promised to do. So in order to do them, especially when I promised something to God, I was working in the public schools in New Orleans, and it was beginning to be combat duty. And I said, Lord, if you let me retire from combat duty, I'll teach children about you, but let me come out the public schools. Don't you know he answered that prayer? And don't you know every time I see a child, I'm teaching them about God? They can be a teenager on the street. I was walking about four Sundays ago at on Myrtle Avenue at Old Stanton School around that track. And as I walked around the track, a friend of mine was walking. I was just kind of praying. The Lord said, pray for that young lady. And I'm looking for the young lady. I'm like, well, Lord, where is she? I didn't see her. I walked a little bit, and I saw her. She was hugged up with a young man. So I called her down off the bleachers, and I said, young lady, can I say a prayer for you? She said, yes, ma'am. She was about 14 or 15. So I said the prayer for her, and I saw her brother and sister, and for the young man, I said a prayer for them. And I walked some more. So as I was walking, I saw two young men on the bench. You know, we have to pray continuously, not only for the children in our household, but for the children in the street. I thought those young men were eating crabs. Don't you know, when I went closer, one young man had a Bible in his lap, and they were getting ready to smoke some weed. What they were crumbling up was the shell of the weed they were about to put the weed into. And I said, what's up? Yes, smoking weed and got a Bible in your lap? What's going on? One young man, he was studying so bad, but he said to me, he said, it's in the Bible. I said, really? I said, well, I want to hear it. So he turned to Psalms 104, and he started reading about the green herbs. I said, do you know God created green herbs for the nutrition, for the nutriment of our body so we can stay healthy? That has nothing to do with drugs. The drugs you take in is going to alter your mind. God didn't create that for us to use like that. And I said, you know, the devil has tricked you, just like he tricked Adam and Eve out of a whole garden. He tricked them out of their home. So he's tricking our children. Now, they weren't hearing what I was saying to them, but I said, they were 19 years old. I said, how long you been doing drugs? Oh, since you were young. Oh, no, we just started, you know, but I knew they weren't telling the truth. I said, you mean if the police come up, you're going to continue? Oh, no, we're going to drop it. I said, well, that must mean there's something wrong with it. Oh, but police have seen me before, and they just told me not to do it no more. I said, well, you didn't obey. You're doing it again. So I said, let me just pray for you all. So they did. I said, hold your arms up. And some young people came by, you know, poking fun at them. I said, don't pay no attention to the devil. Listen, let me just pray for you. So I pray for those young men. Don't you know they have a call on their life? God is calling them out of darkness into his marvelous light. He's calling our children back to him no matter what age. I pray for 40-year-olds on the street. God is calling them back. Sometimes God will call me to pray for somebody on the street. And don't you know they're already children of the Most High God? They are just backslidden. They know God already. Some of them tell me, I'm already saved. I said, I know. That's why God sent me to you. But how is your relationship with God? And, you know, Hannah's relationship with God was a good relationship. That's how she could go before the Father, and she knew he would answer her prayers. Now, you know, sometimes we have to wait on God for the answer. She had to wait, but the answer did come. God gave her a man-child. And don't you know when she weaned Samuel from the breast, Eli was going constantly, he was going back and forth to pray every year. But she waited until Samuel was a little older, and then she took him to priest Eli, and she reminded him, I'm the woman that you prayed for, and this is my son that you asked God to answer my prayer for, and I'm giving him to you to raise. So don't you know she left her son there, but she didn't just forget about him. She made a little coat for him every year. You know how many of you sometimes, you know, your children are in school, and you forget to go to the school to see about them. My mother used to come yearly, introduce herself to the teacher. This is my daughter, Caritha. She's never given any problems, but if she start, you call me, or you send a note home, because we didn't have a phone, but you send a note home. I went to West Jacksonville Elementary School in Jacksonville. But don't you know the people in that time, the teachers whipped us, your parents could whip you, and that's how we live long lives. We didn't get gunned up on the street when we were children because we had people looking out for us. So Eli looked out for Samuel. God called him as a boy. He was sleeping one day, and God said, Samuel. He didn't know the voice of God. He went to Eli. He said, Eli, you called me? Priest Eli, you called me? No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. So God called Samuel for the fourth time. The last time when he went to Eli, Eli said, Samuel, the next time you hear that voice, say, yes, Lord, here am I, your servant, here am I. So don't you know Samuel was very obedient because of a mother's prayers, a father's prayers, and the example they were before him. You know, even priest Eli's children were backslidden. They were doing all kind of things. He was a priest, but they were backslidden. But Eli taught Samuel the ways of God, but he didn't enforce it with his own children. So when Samuel heard the voice of God, he answered. You know, his mother had prayed a beautiful prayer even before he was born. I'm going to read this prayer to you. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah's prayer out loud. My heart finds joy in the Lord. My head is lifted to the Lord. My mouth mocks my enemies. I rejoice because you saved me. There is no one holy like the Lord,
nor one but you, O Lord. There is no rock like our God. And I tell you what, we could pray that same prayer today. It applies today to our God. There is nobody that can compare to our holy God. So God called Samuel, and he answered the call, and he spoke something into his ears. He said, everybody, the ears are going to tingle at what you're going to say. Samuel didn't want to do it. Sometimes we don't want to do what God is telling us to do. Moses didn't want to do what God told him to do, but we got to be obedient. And you know what? He said to Samuel, he told him something, and he didn't want to tell Eli, but he had to tell him. So I asked the Lord years ago, I said, Lord, I'm working with the children, but I need a song for this story about Samuel. So here it is. Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? I'm calling your name. I'm calling your name. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. I hear you calling my name. I hear you calling my name. How many of you, your children are being called by God? You know, God calls children. One of my friends, she lives in Houston, Texas. She said God spoke to her when she was 4 years old, and he saved her as a young child. I'm not saying we're going to be perfect all the days of our lives, but, you know, strive for obedience. You know, we have to search ourselves sometimes. The Bible is a mirror. Sometimes I look in and I'm saying, oh, my God, I have to repent before the Lord every day. I am human and subject to sin. So what can we learn from the story of Samuel? God raised up godly families, and he's raising up godly families today that will worship him, that will obey him. God chose our dads. He chose our moms. Now, the enemy, you know, could be close to you, yet God will be closer to you than the enemy when you seek him with all your heart, your soul, and your strength. God gives children visions. He gives adults visions. Parents, pay attention to what your children are telling you. Children have visions and dreams. Don't just say, oh, child. No, listen to your children. When things are not right in the household, cry out to God even more. Pray, seek God's face, like Hannah did. When you want God to move on your situation, make a vow to him. Make sure you keep it, like Hannah did. When the adversary keeps provoking you and provoking you and provoking you on a daily basis, that's the time to get in the secret place, like Hannah did. Her secret place, she went to the temple. Where's your secret place? Have a secret place that when you go there, God will be waiting for you like he did Adam and Eve in the garden. What is it that you need from God that only he can give you? If Hannah was living during our time, perhaps she would have tried fertility clinics, doctors, gifted with, you know, to help people produce children, women produce children. But let me tell you, I'm here to tell you, there's no product that, you know, can help you have a boy or a girl. No product can help you have a children. That's God that put babies in the womb. So we have to depend upon God. There's no earthly thing or person that can birth children. God gives children. Only God can produce life in the womb. Only God can birth a baby into this world. So you read the story of Samuel. See what else the Lord was saying to him and to you. We decree and declare today that families, fathers and mothers with thirst for you, O God, and for your righteousness in America and throughout the world. We decree and declare prayer will be in every home, worship, honor, and praise unto God. We decree and declare that prayer will be in every school throughout the nation, public school, private schools, Christian schools, every school, that our children, we decree and declare that our children will accept God at an early age and be obedient to him all the days of their lives, like Samuel, Daniel, like Mary, Joseph, We decree and declare that parents will raise up children according to God's plan, that they will consult the Most High. Lord, how you want me to raise my man child? Lord, how you want me to raise my my female child? We decree and declare that our children are blessed of the Lord and will live long, prosperous lives. We decree and declare Joshua 1:8 over our children. God's law shall not depart out of their mouths, but they shall meditate therein day and night, that they may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then they shall make their way prosperous, and our children shall have good success. So this morning it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. And don't forget, you know, to pray for our children there, not just your children in your house, but all the children of the world. Some children are hungry physically, hungry spiritually. Some children have never heard God, never heard of him. So pray that everybody in the world that God is calling out of darkness would answer the call. All right, it's time for prayer. Apostle Clark is going to be leading us in prayer soon. So the top of my list is my uncle's son in Savannah, Georgia. He's 91 years old, and he's in the hospital. He was on the respirator, but thank God for prayers. He is now off the respirator, and I got to speak to him last night. He's still weak, so I'm asking for prayer. My Aunt Mildred, she turned 101 last year, and I'm asking for prayer and for her daughter who helped take care of her. But she's a mighty woman of God. She regrets that she couldn't be with us this morning, but she's at a church to a luncheon that they're having today. So she sends love to everybody. Any prayer requests? Press 1 if you're already on. State your prayer request. Hello? Hello, anybody on with me? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Anybody have prayer requests?
Saying to pray for my son, Oliver, that he'll completely be cancer-free.
All right. Glory Dean's son, Oliver, cancer-free. Okay. Anybody else? Prayer requests? All right, look like people must be staying in the secret place. Hallelujah. Prayer request. Okay, someone press 1 here. Hold on 1 second, please. Oh, Lord, help me. All right, 954, you on the air. You have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Una, for my family to be united.
All right, family united. How you doing, Sister Una?
I'm doing great.
Having
Thank
any
you.
Rain in South Florida?
Yes, it is.
All right, we're glad you're on. Okay, anybody else? Prayer requests. Press 1 if you're not already on with a prayer request. All right, Apostle Clark, please include me in your prayer. Look like that's all anybody is, no one else is stating prayer requests. Let me see. Yeah, here's another one right here. Hold on. Prayer request.
Gloria.
Morning, 504, you on the air? Prayer
yes.
request?
Family to be reunited.
All right, this is Sister Gloria?
Yes.
Okay, how are you this morning?
I'm fine.
All right, family to be reunited, is that what you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right, anybody else? Press 1, prayer request.
Okay,
all
Sister
right.
G.
Yes.
Sister G.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I also want to add my brother to the prayer list. His name is Kenny, and I'll be praying for him also, but I want the saints to touch and agree concerning him. He have a lot of chronic sickness, in his body.
Okay.
He just got a lot of ailments. I think one of them is his kidneys also. And he just have a lot of things, even concerning being in closed spaces, just a lot of little sickness. And I just want to pray for him and his family also, okay?
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're ready for you to, you know, do the prayer, Apostle.
Okay. And my wife had wrote down a prayer, too. And so,
okay, great.
She was going to pray that at the end, after I pray this prayer, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Rabba shoro matala la ba sokoro matala la ba si halala ba sororo mashakara ba se. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And Lord, we just lift up Sister Mildred and her daughter right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them. God, we thank you for restoration, healing. God, we thank you, Lord, for virtue being restored. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, oh, God, for your hedge of protection being around them right now. And, God, I thank you for even in her golden years, God, that you would give her laughter and you would give her joy right now. God, that you would continue to strengthen her daughter right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord, that rest upon this family right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we lift up Oliver right now. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand being strong upon him right now. God, we thank you for a sign and a wonder and a testimony, God. We thank you that he will be cancer-free right now in the name of Jesus, God. We bind those assignments that will come in through the reports of the doctor right now. But, God, we thank you, Lord, for the reports that are being turned around right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for a clean bill of health right now in the name of Jesus, God. Those things that will come in through fear, that will come in through doubt and unbelief, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just lift up Una right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for this dear sister, God, that you will continue to strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing that's upon her right now, God, that you will bring forth unity in the family right now in the name of Jesus. God, even those things, God, that come in through misunderstanding, God, those things that come in through old arguments, God, we thank you for those assignments being resolved right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bring a resolution to this family right now. God, I thank you, Lord, for this family of teachers and entrepreneurs right now in the name of Jesus. God, those things that will cause them to be scattered and divided, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her right now, God, that you will give her the right words at the right time in the right place in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you for a hedge of protection being around this family right now. Every spirit of death and destruction, we break those assignments right now in Jesus' name. And God, we just thank you for Sister Gloria, God, we thank you, Lord, that you will reunite her family right now in the name of Jesus, God. What the enemy meant for evil, God, that you will turn it around for their good right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we said let the spirit of peace rest upon her, God, even as she connect one with another right now. God, that you will give her the right words and the right wisdom right now. God, that you will give her the right temperament right now in the name of Jesus. God, those things that will cause the families to be scattered and divided, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for the truth, God. Oh, God, the truth is what makes us free right now. And, God, I said, let truth come out in families right now. Oh, God, those things that come in through lies and deceit, God, those things that come in through secrets right now. God, we said, let those assignments be destroyed right now. And, God, that you will bring forth wholeness in families right now in the name of Jesus, God. We said, let healing and virtue be restored, God, into relationships right now in the name of Jesus, God. We bind those assignments that come in through hatred and bitterness right now. Oh, God, those things that come in through backbiting, God, we thank you for those assignments being destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just lift up Ken and Shaw and his family right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him, God, and we break chronic sickness off his body right now in the name of Jesus. God, those spirits that will come in through premature death right now, God, we destroy the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you, Lord, that you will bring forth healing, God, in his body, God, in him and his wife's body right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We break everything that will turn to drain life, God, those things that will come in through the kidneys right now, God, those phobias right now, oh, God, those things that will cause them to be claustrophobic right now, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you for the joy of the Lord shall be the strength of this household right now in the name of Jesus, God. Every plague, every disease that's been assigned against his family, God, we break those assignments right now. And God, I thank you, Lord, that you will bring forth, God, oh God, your power, God, into this household right now. God, we thank you for salvation and healing, God, manifesting in this household right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just cover the ones, God, that are throughout this land right now, God, that you will bring forth, God, even a new revelation of family right now, God, that you call us to be fitly joined together in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for not by power nor by might, but it's by your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up Sister G right now, God, that you will continue to strengthen her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for expansion right now. God, I thank you for giving her, you've given her a voice, God, to reach nations right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for even those, even new places that are being opened up right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that you will continue to sharpen her discernment right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the wisdom and direction of the Holy Ghost being strong upon her right now. God, that you've given her a voice of healing right now and a voice of restoration and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for the simplicity of the gospel right now. God, I thank you for this broadcast right now. God, that it'll reach homes, God, throughout this nation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just give you the praise, glory, and honor, God, that you're doing something in the earth realm right now. And God, we just appreciate you, God, for this time and season right now. And we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the one that answers us. You're the one that protects us right now. And God, we thank you for you are the one that created all things. And God, we just thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding right now. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for the revelation of Jesus Christ manifesting in each one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And a couple of more people press 1, Apostle. Let me see. Sister Brenda, is that you that press 1?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I would like praying for the Lombard family, and not only that, but I have a niece that suffered a stroke, and she's paralyzed. Her name is Leticia, and I need prayers from my brother because he had an eye operation, and it's not working out as it should. And then, too, I have a problem with my heart. And,
okay, Sister Brenda.
Yeah.
Okay, you said the Lombard family?
Yes.
Okay, and Leticia, how old is she?
She's 30.
How old is Leticia?
This is her birthday. This is her birthday. She's 37 today.
37, and she had a stroke.
Yes.
Oh, we bind the devil in Jesus' name. Okay.
She's in a nursing home.
In a nursing home.
Yes,
God.
We want to get her home. We want her to walk. God gave
okay, what about the brother with the eye?
Okay, my brother has a glaucoma, and he has his eyes, the vision in his eye is not coming back the way we thought that it would.
Okay, what is his name?
His name William. His name is William.
Okay, we're going. Okay, now it was one more.
Okay, and then myself, and then I have a little nephew, Cecil, C-E-C-I-L, Cecil and his mom, Bernice. We ask him for salvation for the family, for the entire family.
Okay, are they part of the Lombard family?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so here what I got wrote down, the Lombard family,
yes.
Leticia, she's 37, uh-huh. And she had a stroke, and she's in a
yes.
nursing home.
Yes.
William, his eye, he has glaucoma.
Yes.
And his eyes haven't cleared up.
No.
Cecil and Bernice, we want to pray for
yes.
salvation. So,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Apostle, there's one more person. It's 706-541. You have a prayer request?
0928.
Yes, ma'am.
Ludell.
Ludell. How are you, Miss Ludell?
I'm doing.
Prayer?
Yes, ma'am, for myself and my son that's going in the hospital Tuesday. And I'm going to the doctor with my knee for a shot in the knee, so ask for prayer.
Okay, what is your son's name?
Paige Garnett.
Say again, ma'am?
Paige Garnett.
P-A-G-E-G-R-N-E-T-T.
Okay. Was it anybody else?
Anybody else? Yes, wait. One other person press 1. Hold on 1 second. All right, Jackie, you need
yes.
a prayer?
Yes, please. I need prayer for my sister. She's in the hospital. We don't know if it's her kidney or her lung or what it is, and she's complaining about her back hurting a lot. And then I got a cousin that's got back and leg problems. If y'all could just pray for them and pray for me, just stay strong. in the Lord. And pray for all of my patients and all of my customers, all of my clients, that they would just continue to stay strong and, you know, just keep trusting in the Lord, you know.
Amen.
And that's what we need.
Sister Jacqueline.
My family and my children, everybody, my whole family.
Okay. Rima Shalabaso, Roma Halalabaso, Koromasa Karabaso. And God, I just thank you for Sister Jackie right now. And God, I thank you that you will continue to strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. And you know what I see, that the Lord is going to begin to bring even new support systems around you. He's going to bring people that's going to help ease some of the burdens also. And the Lord say that in the days to come, he's going to bring people in your life that you can trust. You know, trust has always been a main thing with you. In some areas, you have kind of guarded yourself. But the Lord said he's going to send people that will be able to hold your arms up and be able to support you. You know, I see where the Lord want to begin to even move you into different avenues concerning your business. And you're going to need support, and you're going to need people to come in that has the type of burden that you have. Sometimes the burden has been overwhelming, and it's caused you to even step back in times, but God is going to begin to send help, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And Rima Shalabaso, and God, I thank you for Sister Brenda right now. God, I thank you, Lord, for... God, I cover her heart with the blood of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Lord, that you've given her a big heart. God, I thank you, Lord, for the Lombard family right now. God, I thank you, Lord, for this mother right now. God, I thank you for restoring virtue into her body right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the wisdom and direction right now. And God, I thank you for the spirit of salvation and healing and deliverance going throughout this family right now. God, we just lift up Letitia right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind right now. God, even during that time of stroke, God, where they're between the world and between the natural world. God, we break those assignments right now. God, those crooked places right now. God, we destroy all second heaven activity that's assigned against her right now. God, every spirit that came in through witchcraft, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak healing over her body right now. God, we say let her vital signs come to normal operation right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, that you will bring forth a newness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, every word that's been spoken over her, God, we rebuke the assignments of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for William right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over his eye, God, and we speak restoration, we speak healing over his eyes right now. God, we just bind the whiteness right now. God, those spirits that come in through glaucoma right now, God, we command his eyes to clear up right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for Cecil and Bernice right now. God, that the spirit of salvation will come upon them right now. Oh God, those things that will cause them to run, God, we break those assignments right now. And God, I thank you, Lord, that your word is strong upon this family right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that you will give Brenda, that you will give her even rest, God, and give her, oh God, new levels of peace right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I said that the joy of the Lord shall be her strength right now. And God, I thank you, Lord, for even the words, God, that she's released right now. God, even in times past, God, where it felt like people just didn't want to hear what she had to say. But God, I thank you, Lord, that the fruit of her words will begin to manifest right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I said, let joy rest upon her heart right now. And God, I just give you all the praise, glory, and honor for this family in Jesus' name. And God, I lift up Liddell right now. Oh, God, and I plead the blood of Jesus, God, over this family right now. And God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. God, I cover her son right now. God, that you will bring for wholeness in his knees right now, healing and virtue right now. And God, I thank you for Paige right now. God, I thank you for the anointing, God, that destroys the yokes and the assignments right now in the name of Jesus. God, those spirits of discouragement that's been assigned against him, God, we break those assignments right now. But God, I thank you, Lord, that you are a father to the fatherless right now. God, that you are bringing forth wholeness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for Sister Jackie right now. And God, I lift up her sister right now. God, those things that come to wreak havoc in the body right now. God, I thank you, Lord, for the right diagnosis right now in the name of Jesus. And God, as you would use man to diagnose the problem, God, I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing forth full healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, that you will restore those things that come in through the loins right now. God, even things that have come from generation to generation, God, that they'll be broken off of this sister right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and even the cousin with back and leg problems right now, God, I speak restoration. God, I said, let the back be healed right now in the name of Jesus. God, those things that come to plague, God, cause life to be hard, God. We break those assignments right now. And, Lord, I thank you that you are the Son of Righteousness. Oh, God, we said let healing be restored, God, throughout these families right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, I just thank you and I give you the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're ready for Sister Tracy's prayer. We have a few more minutes.
Was it anybody else that wanted prayer?
Let me see. Is there someone else on the line who wanted? Okay, speak, please.
Yes.
I can't hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hardly hear you. It's a 703 number.
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. What's your prayer request?
My prayer is for the well-being of health and a problem going through, and my daughter who's going through a divorce.
Okay.
And what was your name?
Shirley, he said, what's your name?
It's a Shirley.
Shirley? Yes.
Shirley Hooks, yes.
Charlie Hooks, okay.
Carissa?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I need a prayer request for my lady, Miss Nancy. She's always praying for someone, always going to prayer for them, going into prayer with them. I need you to pray for her to have a strength, just strength to be able to endure all the things that she's going through in this building and her back problem.
What's her name, Jackie?
Nancy Sutton.
Okay, a patient, Nancy Sutton. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's the last one, Apostle.
Okay. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we lift up Shirley Hooks right now, and we thank you, Lord, for her health, God, and we just thank you, Lord, for bringing forth healing, God, that she would know you as a healer right now. And, Lord, I thank you that you're the Lord of righteousness right now, God, that you have set things in order, God. We cover her daughter with the blood of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord, and we said that the hands of the enemy, God, would not devour this family right now in the name of Jesus, God. We said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against them in Jesus' name. And, God, we lift up Ms. Nancy Sutton right now, God, that you would strengthen her back right now in the name of Jesus, God. We break the attacks, God, that will come in through the back right now. Oh, God, even words that are being spoken against her, God, we break those assignments right now. God, those things that come in through the spine, God, we break those assignments right now. And, God, we release healing and virtue into her body in Jesus' name. Amen. And Sister Jackie, one more thing, that your work is a ministry, okay?
Yes. What do you say? What's the name of the work and ministry?
I said that your work is a ministry.
Oh,
I don't know what you do, but your work is a ministry, okay?
Okay. Thank you for that confirmation.
Okay.
Apostle Clark.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Una. I just need covering for my business.
Okay. Anything in particular?
That, you know, people would see the value
okay.
of the,
okay.
their health.
Okay. And hey, you know, I'm gonna take this offline too, okay?
Okay.
So we'll add you to our list.
Okay. I'll get your number from Sister G.
We don't have that much more time, everybody.
Yeah,
we don't have a lot more time. They're going to be clicking us off soon.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, which art in heaven, we thank you for our families and the unity and the ability to be families, Father. We thank you for the togetherness and the closeness that we have. We thank you for each member of our families and the uniqueness you have created within each and every one of us, Father. We come up against any misunderstandings, any confusions. We bind any envy and jealousies and competition, Father. We pray for love, joy, and peace to follow us each and every day of our life, Father. Father, lead and guide us in the way that we should go. Help us to lead.
Hey.
Help us to lead by example. And to be examples for others, other families, Father. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in everything that we do, Father. We pray that men will lead their households and love their families like Christ loved the church, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray blessings and favor over our families. We come up against the word divorce and separation. We pray that prosperity will run us down and take us over. We pray for your will to be done in our lives and in our family lives. Father, let your grace and mercy follow us in everything that we do. Father, let your ministering and warring and guardian angels surround and protect our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every member of our families and relationships. In Jesus' name we pray, Father, lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tracy, for that prayer. We appreciate it.
Yes.
We are so blessed that today to have Apostle and his wife, Sister Tracy, on with us. We thank each and every person, Sister Jackie, Sister Gloria Dean, and I love each of you. I thank you for coming on weekly. I look forward to hearing from you next week, next Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I truly enjoy you. I thank God for each of you. May Father God bless you on a daily basis. I love you, and have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Share Christ's love daily with everyone you come in contact with, and don't forget to receive the love. Receive the love. All right. I don't know. They're going to click us off in a few minutes. I'm not sure exactly what time, but Sister Gloria Dean, are you still there? She may be gone because she's in New Orleans and she had to go somewhere. But yes, you're on the air.
Teresa, I have a lady here, Miss Nancy. She just want to say a few things and she's going to be off.
Okay. All right.
She wants to say a few. You don't want to say that? Oh, okay.
She no. Don't force it. Only she
okay,
wants.
She said, thank you for praying for her.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right, they're going to click us off soon, so whenever you want to hang up, you can go ahead. And I just thank God for each of you. Be blessed of the Lord. Hello? Someone's there? Hello? Hold on. Hello? Brenda. Brenda, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you. Your pot's in the background. Put your phone on mute. I'm going to call you back in a minute.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Put your phone on mute. I can hear all that noise.
Okay, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we praise you, O God, we bless you, we honor you, we honor you, la 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 Shady,
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, shitty,